Man, cause I'm so fresh, fresher than you.
Fresher than you. Fresher than you.
It's the queen of the internet. I'm not so sure if she's still the queen of the internet.
No. Oh, they dethroned her so quickly, eh?
Yeah. 7-Eleven, we also checked out Fetty Wear, by the way, with My Way, 8:37. It's a Shaquan.
Mm-hmm.
Bakera, why?
Itsy. But you
know
that story, ne?
Itsy.
For me, okay, so what we saw was now in the media and stuff on the reports, right?
Yeah.
Was basically that it's because of, you know, the performance now in terms of the start of the season, right?
Mm.
Really? You are going to sack your coach at the beginning of the season?
It's like after 5 games.
After 5 games.
5 games.
Yeah.
Well, if you missed the news is that Ongos have mutually agreed to part ways with our favorite coach, Mervin Bakera.
Is it mutually?
Mutually, apparently. You know, that's what they're saying. You know, Mervin Bakera, after 5 games in the Dept Marine Premiership, 2 points, 2 draws, 3 losses, 6 goals conceded, 3 goals scored.
Hmm.
But 5 games. Basically, he has not managed to win in the last 5 games.
No, I just feel like, you know what? It's just, I don't think it was a good move on their part, because I think it's just way too early. So, because if that's the reason, I mean, organizations are different, yes, I understand. But if that's the reason, then also Ronnie must be fired.
Which brings me to my point.
Yeah.
And like, okay, I understand that African stars, you know, there's a track record there. Like, you know, there's excellence there.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they are that harsh.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very, like, quick to, like, yo, 3 losses. Ah, whoa.
Be for real.
Let's change. Yeah. Just immediate reaction.
Yeah. Ongos, though.
Ongos, like,
really?
What's the realistic target for Ongos?
To be
very honest with you. Like, it's a new club. Yes, they bought the status of
Tura Magic.
Of Tura Magic.
Yeah.
Okay, but Tura Magic was not even top three.
It wasn't even
consistently in the league.
Top five.
You know?
Let's be for real.
So, I mean, and I get it. I get it. Okay, the new owners are ambitious. I mean, the Ongos, you know, conglomerate, they're an ambition sponge. They are excellent in everything that they do. They're freaking building a whole damn road, for that matter.
Yes, with
the city of Windhoek. So, I mean, yes, I get it. They are an ambitious bunch.
Mm.
But in terms of football.
For
me, Ongos should be happy with top eight.
Yeah. Because my thing is this partner also, name. When you look at the coaches in Namibia.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just I mean,
who else could actually really, are they going to, or is Manetti going to now step in as actual coach? Are you now also going to sack Manetti? Because the thing is, like, it takes a lot. It's just not on the coach, right?
Yeah.
We need to look at the players. We need to look at the infrastructure. Look, we don't even have proper stadiums, right? And also, like, it takes time for a coach to also find his rhythm with the team. It takes time for the team themselves to even find the rhythm and the synergy with the new coach. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Bakera hasn't, because he came with, or he joined Ongos, like, towards the end of the season. Actually, when the season was basically done.
When it was done, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So during that time, there wasn't really much that the club was even doing. There wasn't really much football or anything happening enough for you to be like, you know what? We're doing an appraisal and we're not happy with your performance. Like, I don't know.
Nah, I think this is a bit harsh on Bakera.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit harsh. Again, I understand you're an ambitious bunch. But after 5 games, to sack a very good coach that has won
the league before.
Exactly. With a very difficult institution with, like African Stars.
African Stars,
You know. So I think it's a bit harsh. Also, you mentioned Manetti. I don't think Coach Manetti, you're calling him coach because of his previous experience.
Yes, I don't think
he's interested in coaching, eh?
Mm.
I've met up with him a couple of times. We've met here and there. We would debate about football. But I don't get the...
I want to be back there.
I want to be back in the docket.
But also
vibes.
Yeah, but also it depends.
It gives me more like I want to influence from behind the scenes vibes.
Oh, is it? Okay, but then
hence was now technical director Huta.
Yeah, but also maybe the bag wasn't bagging then.
Yeah, also true, because for men like Manetti, you must come ready with a bag.
He's
got the experience.
Yes,
he's got the personality.
Yes, you know what I mean.
He's one of Namibia's favorite coaches. So yes, sir, it's not gonna be $10,000.
Yeah,
you know, or those spaza things of I'm gonna pay you with food.
No. And experience and exposure. Also tell me, so Bakera was just in charge of the men's team.
Yeah.
Or was he also in charge of the ladies' team?
No. I'm speaking on the correction, but I think Ongos is structured enough to have their own coach for the ladies. For the ladies.
Yeah.
No, that I don't think that's for both teams. Otherwise, they would have indicated Ongos, Coach Bakera, the coach of Ongos men and women.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, but we'll double check and come
back. We'll double check. And also, speaking of Manetti, Ricardo Manetti, I found myself on his Instagram right now. His bio, Christian, married, lost me 8.
Who is in Ricardo Manetti's DMs like that, guys?
You'll be surprised.
Hi, Macy, how old plus Ricardo Manetti 8?
It's in his bio that before you approach or follow me, know that I am a married man, give me my 8 loss.
No, something happened.
I think so.
Something happened. Marakai, who? It's a Namibian woman. Hold your leg. Why are you in Ricardo Manetti's DMs?
Yeah, he was a snack. What do you mean?
Oh my God. I can't believe this. Oh my word. For him to put it in his bio like that.
Yeah.
Ah, that is Khabir.
Yeah, no.
That is Khabir.
Things happened.
You know, maybe the DMs were a bit too much, you know. guys, let's stop that shamelessness. Please.
We need to call him.
We need to. Just like, Omez, what kind of?
Yeah, what happened? What happened?
It's 8:43 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. When we get back, Kavi, the mental health activist for men, will be on air to wrap up and give us our final edition of Magens.